Donald Trump to Ohio workers, Obama-Biden were perfectly happy to let China win. By Charlie Spiring on August 6, 2020. President Donald Trump in Ohio Thursday criticized former President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden for abandoning American workers. American factory workers received nothing but broken promises and brazen sellouts and lost jobs. The last administration tied America up in one globalist debacle after another, Trump said. The president visited a Whirlpool plant in Ohio on Thursday to celebrate the 2018 tariff he leveled on imports of foreign washing machines, accusing other countries of dumping cheap appliances into the American market. "Your cries for help fell on deaf ears. You didn't see any action," Trump recalled of the Obama administration. "They didn't act, they didn't care, and they never will." The president repeatedly criticized the previous administration, now that Biden is running for president. Trump said that the Obama administration was never respected by countries like China, who took advantage of their complacency on trade. "The Obama-Biden administration was laughed at. They were a joke, and they were perfectly happy to let China win. Your jobs disappear, and your factory to close," Trump said. He criticized the Obama administration's march toward globalization, promising to continue fighting for fairer trade policies and American manufacturing. "Globalization has made the financial elites who donate to politicians very wealthy, but it's left millions and millions of our workers with nothing but poverty and heartache," he said. The president said that if he was elected for another 4 more years, he would continue to fight the coronavirus pandemic and bring more essential manufacturing back from China. "As we've seen in this pandemic, the United States must produce essential equipment, supplies, and pharmaceuticals for ourselves," he said. "We cannot rely on China and nations across the globe." The president also signed an executive order requiring federal government agencies to purchase essential medicines and equipment made in the United States. He said he would continue to use tariffs to force foreign countries to make better trade deals. "To be a strong, America must be a strong manufacturing nation and not be led by a bunch of fools," he said. The president said during his speech that he had approved reimposing a 10% aluminum tariff on Canada. "Canada was taking advantage of us, as usual," he said. Trump recalled his 2016 campaign promises to American workers, including his decision to cancel the Obama/Biden Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal when he first took office and to renegotiate NAFTA. "I kept every single one of them," he said about his promises. "The fake news media back there, they hate to report this. They hate it. Why do they hate it? Because they're fake.